This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
802 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now. Our man on the scene, he is Cordell Woodland. What's going on, Cordell?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now, before we get into this Ravens Commanders game on Sunday, Dean Pease brought on board to be a consultant for the defense, led by Zach Orr. And have you given any thoughts? Is this a John Harbaugh move, or was this a Zach Orr move?
I'd be remiss if I didn't say that I thought it was both. Okay. You know, I saw the quotes from Jeff Zwieback that broke the news of Zach Orr, you know, given his reasons as to why he feels like Dean Pease would be a good fit with his defense and the respect that he has for him from his time when Dean Pease was his defensive coordinator. And I do believe Zach may have had a piece of this, but without a doubt, I think John had probably even more of a piece of this right now, just to kind of get an adult in the room. I'm kind of on two sides of the aisle with this. On one side, I think that this kind of is an admission of guilt in a way of just admitting that there is something broken with this defense. And to their credit, they are kind of putting their pride to the side, putting whatever people like me are going to say about this to the side, and they're doing whatever they feel is best for the team. But I do think, you know, they're pretty young on that side of the ball, and coaches-wise, they had a lot of coach turnover over the offseason. Mike McDonald struggled in his first few games, and they didn't bring in a Dean Pease, but they're doing it now with Zach Orr. Granted, he's a rookie defensive coordinator, different circumstances. I think it is kind of showing that they are concerned about where the defense is right now, and they're trying to do whatever they can to fix it.
I agree with you on those points. My question for you is, I mean, he was here for, 5 years, 12 to 17, something like that. I was never overwhelmed by the defenses during that time. They were good. 16, they were good. They were like top, like they were eighth in the league or something. Next year, they were 12th. But they were never like a real powerhouse. I mean, do you think they just bring it back because of familiarity? Or, you know, is he going to bring something really special to this team?
Well, I think that they're hoping that, I don't think that they're necessarily looking for him to do anything special. I think they're just hoping that he can maybe just help them get back on track. I mean, they still have a ton of talent on that side of the ball. And you look at what's been the biggest issue on the defense has been the secondary, which yeah. I would argue is their most talented group, not only on the defense, but probably on the team, honestly.
I thought that at the beginning of the year, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a strength. I thought it'd be their biggest strength. So I think maybe they're hoping Dean Pease can kind of get them back to some of the fundamentals. Maybe he sees something that some of these younger guys are kind of overlooking, and he kind of hones in on the minor details a little more, because talking to a lot of the players, especially Kyle Hamilton, he continues to talk about that part, some of the minor details that they seem to be having lapses on, and it's causing them to make the same mistakes over and over again. So maybe just having an extra set of eyes that's been there and done that can help them solve what they believe is a minor issue, but it's a minor issue that continues to show up.
Let's get to the important stuff. What happens on Sunday, man? Because, look, Jaden Daniels has looked very good. I feel like this Commanders team is tailor-made for the Ravens. I know you've watched both of these teams. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, man. I've watched every snap of both of these teams to this point in the season. Look, there's no doubt the Ravens are the more talented team. That's easy to see. They have the two-time reigning MVP. As many questions as we have about the defense, they have shown signs of being a great defense. We saw it in the Buffalo game. We saw it for three quarters in the Dallas game. Like, it's been there. They just haven't been able to do it for four quarters. The pass defense has been atrocious. They've given up chunk plays. that's what scares me when you talk about the Commanders, because they're going up against a quarterback right now, albeit a rookie, but this dude is as efficient as anybody in the league. Few people have been able to fool him to this point, and he beats you with his arm, he beats you with his legs, he beats you with his mind as well, and he's so confident right now. I mean, he's calling his own shot. That's a dangerous player to have to go against right now. Everybody knows I'm a Commanders fan. If I'm not going to pick the Commanders now, when am I ever going to pick them? So, yeah, I'm going with the underdog. I'm picking them to win Sunday. Albeit, I understand it's a tall task. My hope is that it's a shootout and that they either get the ball last. It turns into one of those games. Whoever has the ball last wins. Hopefully it's that. And maybe they get a turnover. We saw Lamar kind of fumble, do some out-of-the-ordinary things. They're going to need something out-of-the-ordinary to happen at some point in this game for them to steal it.
Yeah, now you got to go.
Yep.
It's Cordell Woodland.
You know all those good things you said before that? All wasted. All gone.
You need a better name, too.
Yeah. Cordell, thanks Commander a lot, man. And after you go 4-2, we hope you go 5-2.
I appreciate it, guys. All right,
thanks a lot, man. Yeah, you got to go.
By the way, there was something we should bring up.
Can't have that blasphemy on the airwaves.
You and I got the text. Remember Zoe called in earlier today about he got pulled over down in Canton at the train by Officer D. Blueball?
Yeah.
Well, D. Blueball is checked in.
Yeah, both of us.
This is Corporal D. Blueball. I hear I've been summoned this morning. Zoe is a good dude. Take it easy on him. We just needed to chat for a minute. That's awesome, man.
So, like, if you're working and he jumps in your radio car, then you have blue balls?
You do.
Is it
just him, or is he bringing his wife? Or
I don't know. Maybe. I mean,
his whole family has blue balls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be, like, that's an interesting, like, your last name was long. I got all the convict, stupid stuff. Did you ever get anything?
No, we got Mercury Norris when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because Mercury Morris was popular and stuff.
Did you get any nicknames or things that you hated outside of Oomsie?
Nicknames? I didn't hate Oomsie. No, nobody would have messed with my last name. It was hard to.
Everybody just picked on me because of my ears.
Speaking of Officer Blueball, though, I got a call from another person. He's on a softball team. It's a bunch of MDTA police officers. They've won the championship 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. But his teammate called in and said he couldn't believe that they were actually talking about him this morning. He's like, that guy? I know that guy.
Blueball.
World of Stupid at 8:30.
Couldn't have a more pro-police show.
But on the other side, players for both teams, the Ravens and Commanders, are pushing back on the comparisons between Lamar and Jaden Daniels. Should we be used to these comparisons with new style quarterbacks? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ravens taking on the Commanders this Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. There are lots of comparisons between Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels, and both teams are pushing back on it like this right here.
I think it's go out there and just appreciate each individual for who they are. I don't like when people really like try to compare me to Lamar and vice versa. We're two different players, and just go out there, just appreciate what the quarterback play is being played. So that's what I try to do, is just appreciate everybody for who they are.
I agree. He's his own player. He's his own man. At the end of the day, we trying to make a name by ourselves, not anyone else. So I agree with that.
This came up on this show about a month ago where we were reading other people saying this. Not that we said it. We were reading other people saying this. I watched Jaden Daniels since he was at Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
I never at any time, Jeremy, even now, that I look at Jaden Daniels and say, oh, you know what? He reminds me of Lamar Jackson. They're two both black quarterbacks who can run. So they're like, they're effective at it. I never, ever looked at Jaden Daniels and said he reminds me of Lamar Jackson as a player.
No, I think, look, the fact that he runs, the fact that he's black, the comparisons are always, it's going to come to that way. Like, even if you start comparing.
They're both good at it.
Yes. If you started comparing wide receivers, what is it when Cooper Kupp comes up? It's like, man, he looks just like Steve Largent. Does he? Because he's white? Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, that's,
it annoys me to death with these compared like that.
It's just how things go, and I think it's how it's always going to be. But again, like, my whole thing was, this isn't me trashing Jaden Daniels when I say stop calling Lamar a poor man's Jaden Daniels. It's the fact that, look, you're putting way too much pressure on this kid by even making comparisons like
that. Two-time MVP.
And you're disrespecting a guy that's won two MVPs in his first five seasons. Shut up. Stop. Let it play out. Like, I just saw the thing. Did you see Troy Aikman? Somebody wrote something about Pat Mahomes and saying he has this more than Troy Aikman. And Troy Aikman said, let me know when he's got 33% of the Super Bowls I have.
Yeah.
And so somebody posted and said, hey, he's got 33% of the Super Bowls you have and 8% of the time played. Mm-hmm. And he's like, look, the errors are different. But again, back then, it's kind of disrespectful. Let it play out. Yeah. It's okay to think he's going to be better than this guy or that guy.
Well, saying the poor man's... Jaden Daniels. I mean, the poor man's is you're a cheap imitation version of that man. Yes. It's like, that is so insulting.
Yeah, it is very insulting. I just, you know, do you see any comparisons between the two, Ed?
Yeah, I mean, to the fact that they're both quarterbacks, they're both fast, and they're both black. I mean, but he doesn't have the same skill set Lamar has that I've seen so far.
So you don't look at Jaden Daniels and say, man, that's Lamar Jackson.
No. Yeah. And it's, no. It's Lamar Jackson's a different person. He just is. I mean, he's different than anybody in the league. Sorry, Pat Mahomes. He's just different. Nobody can do what he does.
You know, it's funny you say that because, you know, there were a couple of quarterbacks that I would have taken over Lamar maybe a year ago, definitely 2 years ago. I don't know if I would now.
Not now? No.
I don't know if I would now, Ed. I don't know if I'd rather have anybody. I don't know if anybody dominates or could dominate a game. Like this man can dominate the game.
I'm very happy with him. And that includes Mahomes and Allen and all of them. And I mean that. I saw there was a graphic in one of the shows up on a 1,000 TV screens in here. And it's the graphic was, how do you prepare for Lamar Jackson? Had his face on the screen. And the next screen was, you can't. And I think that says it all. I mean, you can't. Who do you have when you're running, you know, the opposition against you? When you have your defense on the field, who plays Lamar Jackson on your team?
I
don't know.
A lot of times it's a
receiver.
Back
it's
or
Tyreek
receiver.
Hill or something like that they use. Yeah,
somebody with speed that they can make
and
go
I,
around.
And I love it when the old things of, well, when the defense catches up with them, people get him in the backfield, meaning they know the play.
Yeah.
But like Mike Tyson says, everybody's got a plan.
Yeah.
He get punched in the mouth, man. Yeah. So you got a plan. Here I am. Let's
go back a couple of years to all the people that would call and say, oh, now people got tape on Lamar. Yeah, oh, okay. Good.
They had tape on Joe Montana. They had tape on Tom Brady.
All
they had
of them,
tape
of course.
On Peyton Manning.
This is stupid.
And I intentionally mentioned Peyton Manning third.
What, the most successful quarterback as far as MVPs go in league history?
I got a six
now,
head.
Now
who, me or him?
Him. You got like a two head.
He literally two, that crease. Especially the two.
Go back to talking about quarterbacks.
Now, if all the talk of when you compare the two is Super Bowls, Jeremy, I would like to say that if Lamar Jackson was with Andy Reid, you switched the two, they might be in the same situation.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing we talked about when Manning was here. If you switch Manning and Brady, like who would they? They're both going to have unbelievably successful careers. Does he win seven? Does he win? Mm-hmm. You know, like those things are always brought up because you have certain players that have so much talent.
One thing Manning and Brady are really different too because they're two quarterbacks that were obviously enormously successful, and they did it with ever changing talent of various levels too. Like Brady never had really much talent. He got Gronk, and then he didn't. But Gronk was the best player he had.
But that's the best part of it. Like, so with Brady, we talked about it. He was a game manager early on. Remember, we went through this. Lamar managed that game, was at the Dallas game. Oh, he did a phenomenal job doing it. So now you come into a situation where Tom Brady was managing the game when they won their early Super Bowls. And then they're like, all right, let's bring in Randy Moss. We'll give you this. You've got Gronk. You've got Aaron Hernandez. What does he do? He throws 50 touchdowns. Same thing with Peyton Manning. I mean, both of them moved to different teams, had success. Obviously with Peyton, don't know what he would have been had he not had that neck injury and everything else. But two successful careers. It's just, you know, Manning's got a winning record against Tom Brady in the postseason. So.
This guy. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Now, there is someone, Lamar's teammates, Kyle Hamilton, who says he disagrees with Lamar and Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I think so. Going against somebody like that, we don't go against him as much during the season, obviously, but during camp and stuff like that prepares us for the mobile quarterbacks in the league. And, you know, Jaden's done super well so far, and not even just with his legs, he's done great with his arm and completes the ball at a high rate, throws it downfield really well, and receivers are playing well. Backs are running hard, and you know, it's another challenge for us to come in as a defense and get our job done.
See, so there he said he's challenging, but he's not really comparing it to so I stand corrected on that because I don't really hear him. He's saying they do a lot of the same things, but not really comparing them and saying they're alike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's fair. I mean, we do that all the time. You have to make comparisons of, you know, in some way when guys are at it and it's obvious. But as long as they're I don't mind, as long as you're reasonable and it's something that you can actually debate. If it's so ridiculous, like the last one. And by the way, Brady's 11-6 versus Manning.
You're talking about postseason. That's overall.
That's right. That's all, yeah.
Well, everybody likes to bring up what happened in the postseason, so I figured I'd stay with that. 3-2 against him in the
11
postseason.
11-6 is quite a dominant record.
I mean, it's a couple games here or there that could have made it 500.
It could have been 500, 17 games.
They could have made it 500. They could have tied one, so yes, they could have. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
If I would have, could have, should have. But he's 5 games under 500.
Not only taking that 3-2, he's 4 games under.
Oh, boy. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Now, for you Commander fans, let me be crystal clear with this. I love Jaden Daniels. I think the kid's going to be a phenomenal quarterback in the National Football League for years to come. I think he's could be an MVP candidate moving forward. He is sensational. I'm just saying, I don't like the comparison between he and Lamar Jackson. I think you do him a disservice.
I do, too.
By comparing him to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
He's Jaden Daniels. Let him be the first Jaden Daniels, not the next Lamar Jackson. You know? I mean, just let the man be. I love him. You know, I remember the draft. I didn't know whether you take him or Caleb Williams. I said, well, you got to take Caleb Williams because he's considered to be the generational talent. But if you decided not to, took Jaden Daniels, I don't think you would have been wrong with that either. They took Caleb Williams, the Bears. They left Jaden Daniels for the Commanders. And I think they're both very happy. Both teams are very happy.
Yeah. I always like when
Bo Nix is going to be better. I'm joking, Jeremy. You see Jeremy's face break down. You don't like him, do you?
He stinks, man. He just stinks. Like, they're trying to hype up this Chargers-Broncos game because Bo Nix played against Justin Herbert when they were in college.
Right.
Auburn and Oregon. But come on. I don't want to discredit the fact they've won 3 games in a row. I didn't expect this. I thought they'd be one of the worst teams in the league. After watching the first 2 weeks, I was like, yeah, I'm right. Yeah, this team sucks. And then here they go. They go on the road, beat Tampa. They go on the road. Did they beat the – wasn't the Jets, was it? Who did they beat the second game?
Jets 15-10, you mean that game?
10, no, the Broncos. The Broncos beat another team right after that on the road.
I thought it was the Jets.
Maybe it was the Jets, yeah. So maybe I'm remembering it correctly. Maybe I'm not. With all that being said, you've got a quarterback like this that they're thrusting into a situation.
That was a 10-9 game. They beat the Jets.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers.
At the Jets, yeah.
Jerk.
Yeah. We watched it together.
Yeah, that's right, we did. We held hands.
Sports Illustrated's Lindsey Rhodes will join us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, we get stupid.
Yeah, I got some interesting things today. So I do want to go and talk a little bit about the hurricane and what's going on down south. There was a streamer offered people $70,000 to stay there with just an air mattress, umbrella, and ramen. And how dangerous this is, and then he tried to take it back. Well, I want to get your thoughts on it. I also want to talk about a stalker who threatened to cut off the head of his ex-partner's mother in a terrifying video call. And, you know, you and I were talking about stalker. That stuff is so effing creepy when you get somebody that's just following you around, watching you nonstop. Maybe you have a story or two about it. And ladies out there, there's an OBGYN that said you should never pee in the shower. I'll tell you why. And you should always pee sitting down when we come back.
They didn't say that.
All right, a couple interesting stories. Let's start off with stalkers. And all right, so we had a stalker that threatened to cut the head off of his ex-girlfriend's mother. He was put in jail. Martin Hardy, 33, had been in a relationship with his former partner until they split in June last year after his alcoholic abusive behavior became too much. They said the court heard Hardy of Red Car, North York. This is in another country, obviously, in North Yorkshire, threatened to kill the defendant on video call, and it also brandished a kitchen knife while making threats of violence. I've said to you before, like, somebody breaks into your house and they're robbing you, you know they want something. Okay, you know what they want. They're robbing you. When somebody's in your house, and let's just say they're using your bathtub or they're undressed, whatever, you don't know what's going on or what's going through their mind. I think stalkers, and I think there are people that have done things that are stalkerish, whether you're looking on Facebook trying to find stuff about people, mm-hmm. or you're going through someone's phone, or you've hacked into their email, things like that. But this is really creepy stuff. And I don't know, I'm sure you've had run-ins with stalkers, but how does it get handled? Because it's kind of you have to find them, right? Because it's a he said, she said thing.
It's not just that. They're extraordinarily dangerous and unpredictable. And they're not just people obsessed with somebody. They're nuts, to use my, years of psychiatric study. I had a couple of one was local. It was a local newswoman. I won't give her name out, but she was in the market. And so someone at work discovers an open computer screen. And on the screen is a detailed plot to kidnap somebody, put them in a van, duct tape them. They had all kind of, it describes the whole plot. They called the police, thankfully. It came to my desk because the police commissioner was a sensitive subject because it's a celebrity here. And we locked the guy up. But, this was terrifying stuff. When I was in New York, do you guys know Sue Simmons? She was in New York News forever.
That name sounds familiar, but
she was on national shows a lot, so that's what I'm asking you. Sue Simmons was in New York City media for forever and ever. A guy was obsessed with her.
I'm going to look her up because it does sound familiar.
You know her. You know her. You see her face. He used to follow her, and we had all kinds of problems with him. And eventually, his father walks in on him, watching Sue Simmons, pleasuring himself to the TV screen. His father walked in. He beat the hell out of his father, put him in the hospital. Guy was nuts. So I finally get him on the phone. But he lived in New Jersey. We had no authority in New Jersey. So I said, we're getting married. I said, are you really? Congratulations. She's like, yeah. Would you come to the wedding? I go, absolutely. I said, but can I meet you first? I'd just like to know, who you are and get to know you. You sure? All right, well, meet me in Manhattan, all right? He came in, locked him up. But, this is the kind of stuff you get where...
She appeared in some movies as a news anchor.
Yes. Well, Sue Simmons was
in. That's where I know the name from.
Yeah, so that's how crazy these things get. They're dangerous.
And he shouted to her, if you try to get me arrested, I'll effing kill you and your whole family. They won't keep me in jail forever. I'll get out. I will slaughter you all. I'll cut your mams. It says mams. Mams head off and show you it. This stuff just gets creepier and creepier. And again, stalkers, catching it early is the key to it. But sometimes, people aren't privy to this. And if you're in the entertainment industry, this happens way more than you'd like to think. Let's get to this hurricane story. There are I don't get these streamers. I don't know why people watch them. Joe, I don't know if Joe's younger than all of us. I don't think you're into streamers. I don't get the Aiden Ross stuff. That stupid ass kid that crashed his whatever it was, DeLorean. What was he driving? I don't know. Did you see it? Like the videos that go around with these, I guess these kids are making millions of dollars as streamers. Aiden Ross apparently offered 70 grand to anyone that will sit out the storm, $70,000 for just an air mattress, umbrella, and some ramen noodles to eat. And then he had to rescind it after people were telling him, this is stupid. If someone died doing this, he can be liable, right? For offering them money to stay there? Can it come back to him?
I'm sure it can, actually.
So he does this. This is the thing that pisses me off. So first off, he says that. And then while people are there, he goes, oh, man, you guys got to get out of there. I'm not giving 70 grand to anyone. Well, what if they can't get out of there now? There's fuel shortage. There's traffic. There's all kinds of stuff that are going on. It's just, look, we make jokes about all kinds. I hate these streamers, like all of them. You could shoot them all into the damn sun. I don't get it. I don't get how the Jake Paul, Logan Paul stuff started. These little douchebags, the kid, what's his name, Jack Doherty, running around the mall bumping into people, and he's got a security behind him.
Yes.
He's the one that just crashed his car, and they removed him off of...
Well, I didn't know his name, you just mentioned, but I've seen him where he hits people, bumps into them, and then they go to confront him, and he's got this enormous guy with him who comes over and steps in. Then he trash talks.
Yeah. He walks around the mall. He was walking around like this with his arms out. I'm getting my ass kicked by his security because I'm definitely getting one off. These people are just... They're the worst of the worst.
What he needs is to run into the wrong person who doesn't look like that person.
Yes.
The
guy, yeah. Yeah.
So here's...
They can whip all their asses.
Yeah.
Here's the last story. OBGYN reveals you should never pee in the shower and you should pee sitting down. I got so excited and I was going to say, you guys are all wrong, until I realized she's just talking to the women.
Yeah, you kind of knew that when she said OBGYN.
She's a doctor.
OBGYN.
I know that part, but she's still a doctor.
So let's have a foot and ankle doctor tell us what we should do with our shoulder.
He might. He knows better than you do.
But he's not. That's not his specialty. So I'm not going to tell you.
It doesn't matter.
OBGYN telling you what to do.
She knows about pee. That's right. Anyway, so that's right. She came out and said, you should never pee in the shower or pee standing up, ladies. I know there are people out there promoting this because it saves about 5,000 gallons of water a year or something like that.
You should never pee in the shower.
Yeah. But this is just for women because it comes from the OBGYN again.
Yes.
Remember. If they tell you it saves time and all these things, the doctor began to talk about some other things. Says, but it is, one, not very hygienic, but more important than that, it will destroy your pelvic floor. The pelvic floor is the group of muscles that form a sling or a hammock in the pelvic area. So if you pee in the shower, you could weaken those muscles.
Why?
I don't know.
As opposed to standing up in your yard? Like, what's the shower got to do with it?
It's how the muscles are relaxed.
Yeah. And then the other thing she brings up, too, which, I don't know, I'm not buying into it, but, like, the fact that you hear running water, it could make you think you got to go to the bathroom all the time. So if you're constantly peeing in the shower, it's like Pavlov's dog, right? You all of a sudden hear that bell and your mouth starts watering.
Yeah, yeah.
You're all of a sudden in the shower and your mouth starts. No, you got to pee and you hear the water running. It's like, because there's a lot of people like myself. I've got my peeing issues.
And it can ruin what? Your pelvic
floor. Your floor.
They're important, man. Yeah. My girlfriend's a pelvic floor physical therapist.
Is she really?
Yeah. I hear about this stuff.
Your girlfriend's
constantly.
A physical therapist?
Yes.
Does she do spinal fusions?
No, she doesn't necessarily floors. Do orthopedic stuff anymore. She almost exclusively does pelvic health.
Floors. You're kidding.
Generally for women.
Wow.
She wants to go back to medical school to be a OBGYN.
Can she help sure. Ed with his pelvic floor or no?
No, but with your shoulder, she can at least give you some spinal and shoulder exercises, but she's not going to do anything else for you. Now, if anything else beneath the belt is hurting, and above your knee, she might be able to help you there.
But one thing we know for sure about Jeremy, he will never hurt anyone's pelvic floor.
Or ceiling.
I can't hurt their ceiling.
Tucker Lutz. That's who we bring to, what's his name, Doherty.
Oh, yeah. Tucker, that would be great.
Tucker's in the UFC. Would anybody know he's a dangerous person?
Beat that kid's
with his
ass.
Designer belt and his polite personality.
Send them with some glasses too.
Right.
Nerdy looking ones. Yeah.
One
with
last
tape in the middle of it.
One last thing here for the ladies. The next tip on her list of no-nos is putting things in the vagina in order to treat infections. I'm talking about things like garlic, cloves, yogurt, and other stuff that I don't even want to know about. She said so many people go online to look up these home remedies.
Mm-hmm.
They're not helping you guys. Stop putting it in there. Stop it. Anyway, that's your World of Stupid.
Mike Lockley will join us at 9:30, head coach of Maryland football. Also, Lindsey Rhodes from Sports Illustrated at 9 o'clock. We'll talk Ravens. But on the other side, thoughts on Rubenstein's quote in relation to spending money on players. Are we ready to buy? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 8:48 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What you got over there, man?
Let me make Joe mad at me here for a second. We're going to give away tickets to see Riley Green, outfielder for the Tigers. No, this is a musician. Riley Green concert tickets coming up next hour. So if you guys want to be involved with that, stay tuned. And when you hear me tell you to call in, that's when you, not now, then you call in for, I'm not even going to give the number. You call in then and you get yourself some Riley Green tickets.
Can I just change subject for a second?
This is great.
A friend of mine is MDTA police. He sent me a text. Whole agency sending clip of y'all's show around now talking about his horrible name.
Officer Blue Ball. Sorry.
It's making its way around the police department.
And didn't you say there's another connection with it? Somebody you know knows him?
That's him. That's who's texting me now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, this is a very good friend of mine. His son, who I became friends with. But he was the officiant at his wedding and stuff. So, yeah, that's who's texting me.
Yeah, Blue Ball's at the wedding? Yeah. All those things. Oh, man.
Now, John.
This town's too small.
It is very small. Baltimore.
Goodness.
It's small Baltimore, no doubt about
it. I thought you guys were talking about me.
Now, looks like Mr. Rubenstein, Jeremy Kahn, is looking to spend some money here. He was appeared on a podcast, and it looks like he wants to spend some money on players.
Yeah, it says we really have to cater to the population in Baltimore and trying to make some things happen here. He did, when he went on the podcast, he talked about renovations around the stadium and things he wants to do.
Right.
But it sounds like he's interested in investing in this team. And I don't mean just look,
as an owner.
Yeah. Like the Oakland A's owner or whatever the hell they're going to be, the Vegas A's, the Sacramento A's, whatever you want to call them, sounds like he's trying to make a buck on the side and he doesn't give a rat's ass about the play on the field. Just doesn't. This is a business for him. You can treat it as a business and still be successful in it, make even more money, and have a good team. And I think that's where Rubenstein wants to be.
Well, I think Ed said it best. Mm-hmm. He's a fan, Ed.
I think that's a big plus, man. When someone is a fan,
so Sweden's flag,
and they make it, you know, they're successful in life where they can do things like buy a baseball team, buy a football team. I think that's a double bonus, man.
Maybe it's Switzerland's flag.
What?
It's a big plus.
That's Switzerland.
Thank you.
Sorry. Yes. It's
not the end of the show. I shouldn't be doing this.
Rubenstein went on to say, I've written some big checks for Carlisle over the years, so we've put a lot of money into deals, and it's not like I'm going to have a shock at the size of the dollars that might be involved. The trick is getting the opportunity to do that. So, Ed, he's saying, listen, man, you guys think I haven't spent money before. I spent a lot of money before, so it's not going to be sticker shock when you tell me how much these guys cost. That's the part I love about the quote. He's basically saying, Google me. I spent a lot of money at one time before. This is not new to me. No. I love the bravado behind it.
Yeah, and people like that, they know how to be successful, to make money, you got to spend money, all those things those expressions people use. But I am so much more confident that he's going to spend money. I really am. And I feel good that the people shepherding and stewarding the money are responsible and smart and going to do the best they can.
So. You mean in terms of the general manager and his assistants?
Yes. Yeah.
I do too. They are very, I always tell people, keep in mind, Sigma Dell was on the staff that decided it was not prudent for St. Louis to spend on Albert Pujols.
Mm-hmm.
The length of the contract was not worth it.
And it was the right decision.
And it was the right decision.
Right. I mean, you don't realize it in the moment because it's a superstar that's leaving, right. And that's what sucks.
Right.
Like when Manny left here, I don't think it was the right decision. Going through a rebuild, I get that. But you definitely didn't get back fair value for him.
No,
Dean different. Kramer's turned into something a little bit better than what we thought. But the rest of those prospects, yikes.
Manny's arrow was still pointing up.
Mm-hmm.
Pujols' arrow had flattened out. Mm-hmm. So the only place it could go was down.
Well, you better have a really good honeymoon there with them for the first 3 years because you know it's fading.
The Angels did not. And those are the decision fans. Those are the type of decisions that you're going to have to trust this organization to make. And they made these decisions on other people early on in their tenure here. Everybody loved Hanser Alberto. Oh, this guy's going to be awesome. Not. Who's the guy that hit 30 home runs? Was that Lopez? Ronaldo
Lopez. Lopez. No. It's
the hell Ronaldo somebody.
Yeah, he went to the Tigers afterwards.
And did nothing.
The third baseman.
Did nothing.
Yeah.
Nunez. Ronaldo Nunez. He did nothing. They, we're like, well, how do you let go of a 33 home run hitter? That's why.
He didn't just do nothing. The Tigers signed him when nobody else wanted him, and then they sent him to the minor leagues.
Yes.
It's just... Again, sometimes in Major League Baseball, NFL, we look at some of these players and we put them up on a pedestal with how good they are. Sometimes it's just opportunity cost. You're going to get a chance to go out and play every day, and it doesn't matter if we're winning or losing, and you hit 25 bombs. There's no pressure.
No, it's not.
And then that was the juice ball year, too. So
to me, that was Kevin Love.
Yep. 20. You know, I mean, he was average. He was like 20-20 guy.
Man. That was everybody was like, hey, he's look at the numbers he's putting up. Yeah, okay. you understand why he's picking those numbers up. Nobody else can do it, so he has to do it. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So you feel more, we heard Ed say it, Jeremy, do you feel more confident in this team to do the right things? This organization.
With new ownership?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the weird thing is, I don't even know what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It just has to be better than what it was. It just has to be.
Yeah.
Like, look, we've seen, again, there's enough that we've seen from him. And I'm not saying because he's out there being Mr. Splash or he's in all these commercials or you see him having fun with fans, that all of a sudden that means he's just going to be the owner that goes out and spends money. I don't expect him to be Cohen with the Mets, but I expect him to be better than what we had here and willing to try to keep some of these players. Run it like a business, but also... treat it like you want this business to grow, not just be status quo to come pick up a check every now and then.
I agree with you.
And I don't assume he's going to do any of that stuff. I think he's the type of owner that we all wanted to get.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We got Mike Locksley, Maryland Terps, coming off a bye. Coach Mike Locksley will join us at 9:30 right after Daily Line. But on the other side, covering the NFL and talking Ravens, Lindsey Rhodes from Sports Illustrated joins us up next on The Fan.